Palpatine considered it. If Balthazar was meant to be another attempt to impress you, all Kumari Voza did was prove that you were right about her all along. Dooku regarded him.
Perhaps, but the failure is mine.
He ran a hand over his short beard.
As skilled as I am with a lightsaber, I've turned out to be an ineffectual teacher. Master Qui-Gon Jinn has become a solitary and secretive rogue. And now Voza. He snorted. I declined to be a member of the Council in order to devote myself to diplomacy, and look how that has turned out. The Republic is sliding deeper into chaos.
You're one man against a galaxy full of scoundrels, Palpatine said. Dooku's eyes flashed.
One man should be able to make a difference if he is powerful enough.
Palpatine let the silence linger.
You would claim the title of Count of Sereno?
By right of birth, my family is agreeable. Now it's simply a matter of informing the High Council.
Has anyone ever left the Order?
19 before me.
Have you shared your discontent with any of them?
Only Master Sifo Dyas.
Of course.
Dooku looked up.
He worries that I'm going to do something rash.
Leaving the Order isn't rash enough.
He fears that I will denounce the Council openly and reveal how divided its members are about answering to the Senate.
He looked Palpatine in the eye.
I've half a mind to join your cause.
Palpatine touched his chest.
My cause?
Dooku adopted a sly smile.
I understand politics, my friend. I know that you have to be circumspect about what you say and to whom.
But that the disenfranchised worlds of the Outer Rim enjoy any support at all is largely due to you.
You speak honestly and you champion the underprivileged. And you may be the only one capable of bringing the Republic back from the brink. Unless, of course, you have been lying to me all these years.
Palpatine made light of the remark.
Perhaps a few lies of omission.
Those I am willing to forgive, Dooku said. Whether or not we become partners in addition to being allies.